For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is Jalen Warren, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man here on the podcast feed. So happy to be here with you. Just a couple quick reminders right off the top. We have updates coming to all of our cheat sheets. Cody, is the standard and half point basically ready to go? 1.0? I think we're about ready, even though we have some new ADPs that are yet to come in today. We're adding an ESPN today. Are you going to get it up and then just redo it, or are we just going to wait till we get that in and test it like that?
It's ready to rock, homeboy. Had a show yesterday, did a mock draft show, did three drafts, one of them half PPR, and they gave me a 98 out of 100. So I think it's
really, that's a good score. Okay. The ever elusive 98. Wow. Congratulations to you, my friend.
Have you ever gotten a 99 or 100 on that thing? Ever?
No, I don't think so. But dude, half the time, the drafts that I think are the best, they give me like C's on. So it's like, who really cares? Also, we have training camp starting up. So today we're going to talk about six players crushing training camp after a whole full day or so. For most of, I guess some of them have been at it a little bit longer, but I do have a grip of notes to get through. Interestingly, I was just talking to Can't Miss Mitch, who does the sports betting algorithm for us over for our premium subs at Roster Watch that have the sports betting content too. He's actually going to be starting Sunday at Giants training camp. So I guess we're starting to get out for training camps. That's exciting. And we'll have coverage of that over the weekend on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, channel 88, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday. All right. I wrote down a whole list of takeaways that I have from following the beat reporters today. But if you guys have something that you want to get into first, please, Cody, feel free to toss something in.
You got the list, homie. Get it started.
Okay. All right. Well, this isn't the most important thing, but I thought it was interesting to see that Adonai Mitchell, it looks like he's out at practice with the Colts. I know that there had been some kind of issues with him during the mandatory minicamp where he's a little bit banged up, but it looks like he's at least out there. But the reports from the first practice is that, for one, Anthony Richardson was apparently getting sick and down in the red zone, looking really, really good. Rave reviews for Anthony Richardson today. But Adonai Mitch, the starting wide receivers to start out were Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, and Alec Pierce. Adonai Mitchell, the second round draft pick, wasn't out there. Do you think that's just the kind of start of camp stuff?
That's expected. Start a camp. I mean, a week from now, if we're having the same conversation, I'll put like an inkling of 5% worry on that. But I think by the end of training camp, I don't think it'll be a question. And if it is, all hands off.
They also, Shane Steichen was asked after practice today about Anthony Richardson, if they're going to lighten his load as far as a rusher. And he's like, no, man, we're not getting away from that. So that's good for us to know as big, big Anthony Richardson bag holders so far in all of our best ball stuff. And certainly somebody that we're looking to get on our season long teams. Couple other things here, dude, Malik Nabers in New York, like we mentioned, Mitch will be there next week. Can't miss Mitch, but it looks like he's doing Malik Nabers things. And when you see him out there, you just think to yourself, he looks just the same. He looks just as dynamic. They're getting the ball in the red zone. I think he's going to get like 11 targets a week. I think he's just going to get absolutely peppered.
The question will be, will the Giants actually get into the red zone during the regular season?
Well, during practice, all they got to do is just walk down there and set the ball on the 10-yard line and say, "All right, here we go." It's not quite that easy on Sundays.
The real thing with Malik Nabers is, do they need to get into the red zone with Malik Nabers? That's like, I don't really care. I mean, as long as Daniel Jones is competent, which they seem to be in line with trusting him and giving him this whole year. And that's why if you watched whatever the hell the show is, it's on HBO right now.
Hard Knocks.
If you watch Hard Knocks, they'll tell you that they're in on trying to get Daniel Jones to work this year. And that was part of the reason why they went Malik Nabers, not Jaden Daniels or Joe Alt. So as long as Daniel Jones is at least competent and can get that football in the radius, Malik Nabers should absolutely smash. And I'm not as worried about the red zone. I mean, Malik Nabers' game is built on those long double moves and moving downfield. So I think he's a smash regardless.
One of the beat reporters today had a report saying Daniel Jones looks less rusty. So that's always good. Dude, how about this? Have you seen the Jalen McMillan hype? Have you seen it? It's hard to ignore, man. Jalen McMillan from Washington, the rookie for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has a big day today. He's out there. He's working with the ones. Had a bunch of awesome catches from Baker Mayfield. One touchdown to end a 2-minute drive, but just getting open over the middle. We always said that he has some Keenan Allen to his game, and I just thought it was interesting. He's out there. I believe he's wearing number 15. And I went back and I was just watching. It's hard to tell in any of the clips that were shared from some of the Bucs beat writers where he was aligning during this. But I went back and watched some other non-associated reps that weren't the reps where he made all these catches over the middle and stuff. And it turned out he was in the slot. And so maybe you're right, Cody. I mean, with all this talk about moving Chris Godwin back to the slot and the splits that we've talked about, Chris Godwin in the slot, out of the slot, all of the Bucs beat reporters are saying, look, this is Jalen McMillan's going to be an impact piece on this offense. Like, we're starting to get that word. I'm not sure I was completely expecting it because, again, I thought that if Godwin's moving back into the slot, McMillan was a slot guy for Washington. Yeah. The outside guys were Polk and they were Rome, right? Rome would move into the slot sometimes. But McMillan was your slot dude. And I'm just wondering, he's been an afterthought for me for redraft. Clearly that's different in Dynasty, where I have a little bit of, fourth round rookie draft McMillan. Do we need to start thinking about Jalen McMillan as somebody to maybe add towards the end of one of these drafts versus Visa? Just when you're thinking about it, the guys that you do add are these kind of, 14th round dudes like Xavier Leggett and stuff. Is it going
to? No. Different levels to this one, I think, is Xavier Leggett doesn't have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in front of him. Ladd McConkey doesn't have, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in front of him. Yeah, Brandon Cooks, I would say, is in the same conversation. Is he going off in the same area as Xavier Leggett? And
I was noticing when I was running Sims with your updated cheat sheet, like you.
What's wrong with Cooks?
Brandon Cooks? Yeah, no,
I don't like him, but he's a 16th round pick, and in that offense, I love me some Ryan Flournoy. I love me some Jalen Tolbert. But come on. I mean, Brandon Cooks is going to get his. He just gets
it. In the one league where we have 17 rounds, I'll consider him then.
All right, that's fair. I mean, but I'm saying, like, look at that offense and look at the expectation for it and the lack thereof, you know, high-end rushing output. Like, they're going to throw the football 600 times, and whether we like it or not, CeeDee Lamb can't have 600 targets. So Brandon Cooks, I think, is in that conversation. But I was going to push, you know, you brought McMillan. I think in the same conversation, as far as rookies go, is Ladd McConkey. We've heard some positives come out of the Chargers with that. Including in the starting three right now for the Chargers, is Chark lined up at the X, Josh Palmer, and Ladd McConkey. And a guy that we love through the pre-draft process, and as long as he stays healthy, I think that's the biggest question here. As long as McConkey stays healthy, I feel good. I haven't gotten him in many sims at all, but I think McConkey's a guy that I feel good about.
All the best ball dudes are really high on Ladd McConkey, and he goes high in best ball. And I think that's filtering over right now to early redraft. I think
if it goes up, I'm going to be out. But it's like where he's at right now, like 14th round, I'm cool.
You want to win your fantasy draft?
No, I mean, like, really? Do you really, really, really want to win your fantasy draft? Because you can win your fantasy draft with the RosterWatch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, available at rosterwatch.com. It's the revolutionary cheat sheet that changed fantasy football forever, and it's the only tool you'll need this draft season. You've heard RosterWatch live on SiriusXM Radio here on the podcasts from all the NFL training camps. Now, all you have to do is follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper using the RosterWatch cheat sheet. That's it. Three rules. An expert quality draft is guaranteed if you follow the three simple rules. God, it couldn't be easier. The RosterWatch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can't afford the draft without it. It's available now and only at rosterwatch.com.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair. With Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Trashman, do you have a favorite Chargers receiver right now? At cost between Chark, Palmer, and McConkey?
I mean, for me, it's got to be Chark. I think Josh Palmer, we've kind of seen the extent of what he can do as the number one. I don't think
he's getting pretty late, though.
Huh?
You can still get him kind of late, Palmer.
You can get him kind of late. Sure, but you can get – I mean, I don't think you're going to have to jump through any hoops to get Chark right now.
No, you're not. I mean, you're going to have to take Ladd. You know, Ladd's the one you got to maybe reach for.
So I like Ladd. Trashman likes Chark. We know Byron likes Palmer. Alex, got to be the tiebreaker. Which one are you taking?
Oh, with their cost, I just probably hold my nose and take Palmer. I don't think he's that good. It's going to be a lower volume off. Maybe I don't know. Maybe Chark has more ups. I'm not that interested. I'm truly not that interested in
Brandon Rice.
Or do we just you know swing for the fences and hope that Quentin Johnston comes?
Hey, speaking of guys that have gotten buzzed and have crushed so far through 2 days. I mean, Greg Roman, Harbaugh, they've both come out and said, you know, we've liked what we've seen from Quentin Johnston. We think he got a bad rap last year. Everything he's done is in line with what we want.
And so,
but he also wasn't out there with the first team.
Yeah, come on, dude. I mean, you can believe what Greg Roman says, or you can believe those lying eyes of yours that don't have him out there with the ones. he's everything we've hoped for as a former first round pick, but he's not with the not out there with the ones. Okay, what about this? Our friend Ben Albright. I know that he definitely rubs some people the wrong way. Heck, he's my friend, and some of the things he says can rub me the wrong way sometimes. But he's usually a pretty solid reporter when he's talking about what's going on with the team. And he says that the obituaries on Javonte Williams were all too early, and the first day of practice in Denver, he got all the work with the first team. It's like, if that's the case, then you know I'm not sure that he should, you know, his ADP should have cratered the way that it has. The other thing from Denver is that, dude, Bo Nix sure looks like he's slinging it out there. I know that these clips are, you know, they're just showing the best clips. They're trying to hype up the fans and stuff, but you see him making, you know, nice throws to Sutton. Dude, Tim Patrick's out there looking healthy. You saw Marvin Mims with a nice catch today. So Jack Simpson's in the chat saying everybody. Everybody loves Javonte again today. You know, for where he's going right now, I don't know if he could be a value. Cody, do you still think that Audric Estime is going to really, really, really bite into this thing for Javonte? I think the narrative was originally overcooked that he wasn't going to make the team.
Well, writing the obituary for Javonte Williams is an interesting way of phrasing it.
Well, it's Ben Albright.
because he's the one, in all fairness, that entertained the Estime, Watson, Jaleel McLaughlin. He's the one that brings that up. You know, P. Ryan's the one that's out. I mean, that pretty much makes clear sense. P. Ryan's the odd man out of this group.
Wasn't that Cecil Lammy that originally had this narrative and not Ben?
Also, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Cecil asked Sean Payton, you know, who was the most impressive player this year in the offseason? And was it Lucas Kroll? He said he was the most impressive player on the team. Lucas Kroll, like an FCS tight end.
Oh, right. Yeah.
In like a Greg Dulcich question, he brought Lucas Kroll, and Sean Payton looked at him, as you would say, like he had four eyes and he goes, well, I wouldn't exactly say Lucas Kroll has been the best player on the team this year. I might put Pat Sertan in that conversation.
Lucas Kroll.
I was like, what are we doing?
Trash, man. Make sure to put that name in your back pocket for the garbage trash.
Week 14, tight end stash.
Will Levis today, 11 for 14 in team drills, looking really good. They have a sign up around practice that says no for today's practice, saying no, nothing vertical. So they said it was a bunch of over the middle, kind of mid-range, short range passing, but you know, Will Levis looks like he was pretty good in those team drills. Jim Wyatt, the team reporter, says so far through all drills, he is 22 of 30 as far as his passing so far. So, I mean, I think that sounds good. And we've talked about the strength of schedule tool and Levis and how it looks like he's probably going to get off to a little bit of a tough start, but then through right after the bye, I think they have a week 5 bye, and then week 6 on, the schedule really, really opens up. I'm excited for Levis in Superflex. I think he's a fine quarterback too. I like to get him as a quarterback too, and get a quarterback 3 later on, like some kind of, you know, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, Daniel Jones. But I know that Levis is your guy, Cody. Well, you know, are you liking what you're hearing so far?
I mean, yeah, I love what I hear, and I love everything I've seen on the socials. we've obviously talked about the strength of schedule. We've alluded to it in the last show about how to attack playing Will Levis. It's better off in super flex if you can have him as your quarterback three. That's obviously optimal. You've ran plenty of sims in the super flex tool and found that. And based on the schedule, I probably wouldn't touch him in one QB. He's probably a guy you wait until, you know, if you need him after week six when that schedule eases up a little bit better. But I still love Will Levis. I think this team's going to be just fine. It's going to be a team that gets hot towards the end of the year, and everything's moving in motion well. And Tennessee's going to take a minute because, there's a bevy of new weapons, Pollard, Ridley. Like, it's going to take some time. So I'm not too worried, but I do like what I see out of Levis.
Trash, man.
I'm only excited about his running backs and maybe his tight end.
It feels trash, man. It feels like they're splitting those running back carries up like 50-50. They're not even saying who this, like, it's just Spears.
Right. And they see both.
Even Julius Chestnut had a big run today.
I'm just saying, but like Spears, I mean, I think you can get value out of Spears. And I think a lot of this offense is going to move through those running backs. I think it's mostly going to move through these running backs. I don't think they're going to take a lot of shots downfield. I think it's going to be kind of a dink and dunk kind of passing offense. I think the beneficiaries are going to be these two running backs out of your flex.
I get the dink and dunk to the backs, but as far as the overall offense, I don't know if I can get behind an overall dink and dunk. That just, if they do that, this is going to be a failure of a season because that's not what Will Levis is built for.
Brandon Hallam in the chat says he's excited about Will Anderson, Danico Autry, and Danielle Hunter getting to Will Levis. Trash man, Tim Twentyman from the Lions site says that there is a different feel to Jameson Williams this camp. He had you saw the big catch yesterday, and he said today he was making all kinds of tough catches all over the field. Different air to him, different confidence to him, just a whole different player.
That playoff game was a turning point.
I still think that you're going to lose our bet that we have. I have it written down right here where I have Mike Evans to score more fantasy points than Jameson Williams this year. You didn't even make me have odds on that. But I tell you what,
when that bet was placed, I was on the 80-20 side with Mike Evans. I was laughing at Trash Man, but I would tell you
I would move
that number to 65-35.
Right? No, that's just you guys are so cocky, Amy.
No.
Trash Man, you could have given me -500 and I would have taken that.
Are we going to talk about Kendre Miller?
Yeah, so that was on the list, man.
We're talking about players crushing, son.
Alvin Kamara.
To me, that means Alvin Kamara is crushing.
Yeah, it's crushing to my soul about Kendre, but that's
that's what it is.
Kendre Pain. Miller looks like, I mean, in his
Jameson
in his
William, Jameson
in,
Williams
and his coaches are his Jamal coaches Williams. Now are his coaches now are just saying like, you know, they're asking about him. He's like, well, he's got to get healthy. Like he can't, you know, you can't make the club in the tub. I think it's, or he said something like that. Just,
I don't think like, that's a good line.
Yeah. But like, it's just,
rub
you
dub,
can't
three
do
men
it
in the tub. What is
that? Yeah. Rub it up, dub Kendre Miller in the tub. He can't get out of that thing. And then finally just one quick thing. Cause Trash Man has a heart out here in 2 minutes. And I'll be just like, so Joe Buscaglia from The Athletic says that if you're expecting the Bills to fully commit to Dalton Kincaid to be like an every down player, that you're going to probably have your hopes dashed because based on the usage he's seen so far, Dawson Knox is going to probably be keeping that guy off the field a good bit.
That means squad nuggets. I don't care. He's going to play in the slot. Like it doesn't, Dawson Knox is not going to take a single target away from what Dalton Kincaid earns.
Trey McBride all day.